Hi, welcome back to Gaming with Grandpa, where we will take a deep dive into my grandpa's life when he was a child and when he was a young teen. First, we will talk about his childhood and where he went to school and where he grew up. Then, we're going to talk about his young life as a teen through high school. And to wrap it up, we're going to talk about how he, my grandpa, met my grandma. Now, I will ask my grandpa about his childhood and how that went. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine.
Can you tell us where you grew up?
I grew up in a town north of Detroit, Michigan called Mount Clemens.
How was your childhood there?
Well, I went to school there. I went to grade school and high school there. And I went to college there, Walsh College. So hung around a lot with my buddies in high school. Around the sixth grade, we moved to Tucson, Arizona for 3 years. And so I got to meet a lot of young kids there too. And then in ninth grade, we moved back.
Yeah. And what would you say one of your favorite memories from your childhood would be?
I think the most favorite was playing Little League Baseball.
Little League Baseball?
Yeah. It was like from 9 through 12 years old. And I really enjoyed that. Probably that's why I enjoyed watching you and your brother play so much, was it took me back to when I was a kid. I always laugh because the name of our team was the Belvedere Meatpacking Cardinals. Your team was something like the Tin Caps, so
yeah.
It was quite a bit different.
Now I'm going to ask him about his high school life as well as his family life. Yeah, and what would you say your favorite moment from high school would be?
Favorite moment from high school? Well, I don't know. The whole thing was pretty good. I was in the second graduating class from that high school. So a lot of the kids in my neighborhood, the ones that were 2 years older than me, went to a different high school. And then myself and the kids that were just a year older than me started this new high school. And so everything was brand new. All the teachers were young. Probably the most favorite thing was just the freedom I enjoyed getting to go to a new school and having all those new activities.
Yeah, I'm in high school too, and that's something that I enjoy as well. So, what was your family like while you were growing up? Like my great-grandpa, for instance.
Oh, my great-grandpa.
Or your dad.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad was a steel hauler. Most of the people in our neighborhood were what you would call blue collar guys.
Blue collar.
Yeah, they came home from World War II. The majority of them didn't go to college. They just, Detroit was a big area for factories. So they went to work in factories, or like my dad was a steel hauler. One of my friends' dad worked in a tire factory making tires. The shift there was 6 hours, and he worked 2 6-hour shifts a day. So men came home from work and took a shower and sat down to dinner. It was very hardworking area. My mom was a housewife. I had 2 sisters younger than me, 1 3 years younger, 1 9 years younger. I can tell you this. I had my mom's mom, Nan, really kind of took me under her wing and liked me, you know. So, I was like her prince.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed being with her when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I will now ask my grandpa how he met my grandma.
So, when did you meet Grandma or Nani?
Yeah, I could have said that about one of the favorite things I did in high school, but I wanted, and I thought of her, but I wanted to save it. I was in my junior year, so I was 16, and we had homerooms there where we went to class, or went for the first 10 minutes to take attendance before going to our first class. And I walked into homeroom that first day of my junior year, and I looked in the back of the room, and there was Jan. And I guess, you know, like a normal kid, I went back and sat in front of her and started teasing her a little bit. She was a very pretty girl. And she gave it back to me just as much as I gave her a hard time. So that's when I met her.
Now, to finish my podcast, I will ask him to give himself some advice if he was younger.
And to kind of wrap it up, what is one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
My younger self?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be... to try to look at my future and see what it was that I wanted to accomplish in life much sooner. You know, I was busy running around with my friends and stuff, and so I didn't go to college directly after high school. I worked for a few years, and then Jan sent me to college. She put me through college, and I became much more directed towards becoming responsible for things at that point. And actually, college was a lot easier at that point because I worked for a couple of years, so I knew what a real job was by that point.
All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning into Gaming with Grandpa. I'll see you next episode.